Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The $10.3 million settlement funds are now being distributed for healthcare workers. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this is the first of its kind in the nation and still remains the very first. It is a class action lawsuit on behalf of healthcare workers that resulted in a class action settlement with a monetary payment of $10,337,500 to healthcare workers in Chicago, Illinois area with respect to those who were employed at North Shore University Health System, one of the largest healthcare employers in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, we are really privileged to represent these healthcare workers, more than 500 of them from North Shore University Health System. And they were basically, you know, on the front lines fighting for people's lives all through COVID, helping them. And then all of a sudden, North Shore Health System said, no, you got to have the jab in order to stay employed.
Yeah, the strange thing is that these healthcare workers, they worked through the pandemic in 2020, 2021. And some of those, many of them got COVID. They had natural immunity. They went to work every day, and of course, with all the hype and the misinformation, talk about misinformation and disinformation. Boy, was there a lot of that in the days of COVID, particularly in 2020, 2021, and it continues. But it's not the kind that the CDC would or the Facebook would have you think. It's the misinformation coming from the government and from the media with regards to this. So there was so much hype, so much scare. Nobody knew what this was all about. Much of it was overhyped, and yet they went to work every single day. So while some people were doing remote, virtual work, they couldn't do that. You can't treat these patients in the hospital virtually. So these healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, others, they went to work every day. They went to work not knowing what they were getting involved in, and they went to work helping COVID patients. So it's not like they were just going to work. They're around all day, COVID patients, and they come home at night or whenever their shift is done, they come home. They're around their family. Perhaps their parents are living with them or they see their parents. They're around their spouses. They're around their children. They're around their friends. They don't know whether they're infected. If they are infected, what the consequences will be. And they don't know what kind of risk they are presenting to others. I remember some of them actually rented these little travel trailers and stuck them in their front yards so that they wouldn't go into the house to be around their family. Mm-hmm. So they really went out of their way. They went over and above what you would anticipate. Some of them got burned out because of the long hours. Right. They didn't have what they needed to work with. So many of them were thrust into this situation. And then the COVID mandates came out in the fall of 2021. Nothing changed. These were still the same faithful healthcare workers. And then they were told, now you need to get this COVID shot. Well, the problem with that was several fold. Number one, many of them had natural immunity. Number two, the hospitals knew how to make accommodations. They had done it for nearly 2 years. Number three, and most people didn't understand this as much, many of these healthcare workers not only treated COVID-positive patients, but they treated patients injured from the COVID shots.
Right.
So remember,
they
by
saw
the time
what was happening.
They saw what was happening. They saw that these people were getting COVID shots, and number one, they were getting injured. Some of them died, and also they were still getting COVID. In one of our military cases, we have a lieutenant colonel in the United States Marines that filed a religious accommodation request in the Marines, and she was brutally raped before she became a U.S. Marine. She had an abortion after that rape. She then, after becoming a Marine, met another Marine, and he led her to the Lord. She gave her life to the Lord Jesus, asked for forgiveness, and she's very, very strong pro-life, the last thing that she wants to do is to have any association, directly or indirectly, with abortion. And she certainly doesn't want to inject something into her body that was tested or developed using aborted fetal cell lines. So for that person and for so many others, they had strong religious-based reasons for not having anything associated with the taking of human life through aborted fetal cells. They didn't want to defile their temple, which is clearly the reasons for their religious objections. And they filed the accommodation request, and North Shore didn't deny just a few. They denied every one of them.
In violation of the law.
Yeah, across the board.
All right.
So, you know, when you file this under Title VII, the federal employment law, you present you have a religious belief that's sincere. That was easy to do because they presented that in their request. The employer has to consider that and has to make reasonable accommodations. Now, they have already made reasonable accommodations before the mandate. So why can't they continue to accommodate some of these individuals? But they chose not to, and they denied them. We filed suit. They continued to resist, and then they began to realize when we submitted a massive document request that when they were starting to look at the documents they would have to provide, that they didn't have a case and that this was going to be a long, drawn-out, very expensive case to North Shore and that they would lose big time. That's when we got into the settlement negotiations. And we ultimately settled the case at the end of 2022 for $10.3 million+. That would compensate all of these individuals. And there would be different categories. One for the plaintiffs, the named plaintiffs. They're anonymous, but they were individuals who were willing to stand up. Those that were not named plaintiffs, but they're part of the class and they lost income, and those that didn't lose income. So all of those would be able to get compensated. The policy would be changed so that the no religious accommodation policy would now say that every position in the hospital would be open for religious accommodation.
Right, and I think that's a big deal. I mean, they changing their policy, which started all this, is a really big deal. And I think it's a great signal to these other private healthcare systems of what will happen if they don't do the same.
That's right. So there's no position anymore at North Shore that is considered off limits to those that don't have these shots. And it's not just COVID shots, it's other shots too.
Right.
I mean, COVID-19 shots are like the flavor of the day, so to speak. But remember some years ago under George W. Bush, the military was rolling out the anthrax vaccine,
right,
thinking that the military needed to be inoculated from anthrax. Well, that was an experimental shot too. And guess what happened? Military men and women, they got injured, and they're still injured to this day.
Right. The swine flu shot, same thing.
Swine flu.
You know, I can tell you my cousin died from that. He was the first one in Florida to die from the swine flu shot. And they shut that program down, I think, after 50.
Yeah, after, and then we still have the COVID-19 shots going, and the government hasn't shut it down after tens and tens and tens of thousands of people that have died.
And how many have to keep dying?
Millions have been injured by these shots.
How many have to keep dying?
It's unbelievable. So this is not the last go-round. So that means that no matter what comes down the pipe, whether it's COVID, whether it's a booster, whether it's a variant, whether it's something else, no position is off limits to those who have approved religious accommodations and that they will consider religious accommodation requests for every position. Also, all of these individuals that did lose their job, they have been able to come back to work. And even before the settlement was finalized, North Shore opened up those options, and many of them returned to their same job with no diminution in salary or status.
Right. Same seniorities.
Mm-hmm. And there's some, however, that found better paying jobs elsewhere and they didn't go back, but they still get compensated.
Yeah.
So it's amazing settlement around this issue of the mandated COVID shots. It sends a major message. Now what happened is the settlement was approved in December and it had 30 days for it to be final. Now that it has become final. The money is being distributed to these individuals who deserve it. These are our healthcare heroes.
Truly, they are heroes, yes.
And we thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for them and for other healthcare workers around the country, because this issue is not over yet. The consequences are not over. There are people that need to be investigated at the highest levels, and those responsible for some of this propaganda that has caused harm need to be held accountable. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.